弟兄姐妹们，复活节快乐。
Brothers and sisters, Happy Easter.
感谢主，让我们可以在这里一起欢庆耶稣基督的荣耀的复活。
Thanks be to God, we can gather together to celebrate the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ together.
复活节是一个西方传统的节日，有很久的历史。
Easter is a traditional Western holiday.With a long history.
复活节最主要的意义就是纪念2000年前耶稣基督的复活。
The most important meaning of Easter is to commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以复活节最主要的活动并不是吃兔子巧克力或者寻找彩蛋，而是庆祝耶稣为我们受死并且复活。
Therefore, the most important activity of Easter is not eating rabbit-shaped chocolates or searching for colored eggs, but rather celebrating Jesus' death and resurrection for us.
一起庆祝复活节是在提醒我们耶稣基督复活对我们重要的意义。
Celebrating Easter together reminds us of the importance of Jesus' resurrection.
我们用复活的喜讯彼此激励，纪念复活给我们每个人生命带来的变化。
We encourage each other with the good news of the resurrection and let it bring change to our lives.
我们今天会一起来看刚刚所念的这一段路加福音所记载的故事。
Today, we'll look at the story recorded in the Gospel of Luke together.
耶稣复活当天的傍晚，他第一次来到门徒中间，让他们亲身见证他自己的复活。
On the evening of the day of Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to his disciples for the first time after his resurrection, allowing them to witness his resurrection firsthand.
遇见复活的耶稣，让这些门徒的生命经历了转变。
Meeting the risen Jesus transformed their lives.
我会从三个方面来分享这些门徒的变化。
I will share with you three aspects of their transformation.
他们认识了复活的真实，他们经历了平安和喜乐，他们成为了福音的使者。
They recognized the truth of the resurrection, experienced peace and joy, and became messengers of the gospel.
第一点要和大家分享的是认识复活的真实。
The first point I want to share with you.Is recognizing the truth of the resurrection.
耶稣在十字架上被钉死之后，门徒经历了最深的绝望。
After Jesus was crucified, the disciples experienced the deepest despair.
他们爱戴并跟随的老师，看起来并没有像他所声称的一样，带来对以色列的拯救，带来神掌权的国度。
The teacher they loved and followed.Did not seem to have brought salvation to Israel or the kingdom of God as he had claimed.
他的死亡好像让一切都结束。
His death seemed to have ended everything.
虽然耶稣曾经预言他的复活，但是这些门徒并没有真正期待这件事真实的发生。
Although Jesus had prophesied his resurrection, they did not really expect it to happen.
虽然几位门徒已经看到过空了的坟墓，虽然已经有妇女在清晨见过复活的耶稣，但是这些都没有能够让这些门徒真正确信耶稣已经复活。
Although some of the disciples had seen the empty tomb and some women had seen the risen Jesus in the morning, it was not enough to make these disciples truly believe that Jesus had risen from the dead.
直到这里所记载，耶稣来到他们所在的地方，站在他们中间，他们才真正确认耶稣已经确实复活了。
It was not until Jesus came to where they were and stood among them that they confirmed that Jesus had truly risen.
这一刻，他们认识到复活是真实的。
At the moment, they recognized that the resurrection was true.
耶稣只给他们看他自己的手和肋旁，他 他在十字架上留下的钉痕，他死后被枪所扎的伤痕。
Jesus showed them his hand and side, the scars left by the nails and wounds from the spear after his death on the cross.
这都在告诉门徒，他的死亡是真实的，有记号为证，他就是那个死在十字架上的人。
All this proclaimed to the disciples that Jesus had risen. Jesus' death was real, and there's marks to prove it.
他的复活也是真实的，他们看到他的身体，听到他和他们说话。
The resurrection was also real. They saw the body and heard him speak.
他不再是一具毫无生气的尸体，他已经战胜了死亡，他已经复活。
He was no longer a lifeless body. He had overcome death and was resurrected.
他复活的身体也有超越的能力，可以穿过紧闭的房门，忽然出现在他们中间。
His resurrected body also had the ability to transcend, pass through closed doors, and suddenly appear among them.
神新的创造从耶稣的复活已经开始。
The new creation of God has begun from Jesus' resurrection.
门徒们就是这一切见证的见证人，他们也向世界之后来传讲他们真实的经历。
The disciples are the witness to all of this, and they have preached their true experience to the world.
耶稣复活的真实正是复活节纪念的核心。
The reality of Jesus' resurrection is the core of Easter.
我们今天的敬拜就是在宣告耶稣复活的真实。
Our worship today is to declare the truth of Jesus' resurrection.
通过我们所传讲的，也通过我们每个人的生命。
Through our life, through our experience.
虽然我们不像2000年的门徒一样，看到耶稣的身体忽然站在我们当中。
Although we did not see Jesus' body suddenly standing among us, as the disciples did 2,000 years ago.
但是我们因为圣经所记载的门徒们的见证，相信耶稣确实已经复活了。
We believe that Jesus has indeed risen from the dead because of the testimony of disciples recorded in the Bible.
我们所讲述的复活的故事不是一个传说，不是一套理论，而是历史中真实发生的事件。
The story of the resurrection that we tell is not legend or theory, but a real event in the history.
这历史中的事件让一切变得不同。
The event make everything different.
因为确信复活的真实，我们向这个世界宣告这一喜讯。
Because we are confident in the reality of the resurrection, we proclaim this good news to the world.
我在这里也想告诉一些慕道朋友们，如果你还没有成为基督徒，我很鼓励你向你身边的基督徒朋友来更多了解耶稣复活的事情。
If you have not become a Christian, I encourage you to learn more about Jesus' resurrection from the Christian sitting next to you.
我们真心希望你的生命可以通过认识耶稣基督的复活而变得不同。
We sincerely hope that your life will be transformed by knowing the reality of Jesus' resurrection.
第二点要和大家分享的是，门徒们因为耶稣的复活经历了平安和喜乐。
The second point of sharing is that disciples experience peace and joy because of Jesus' resurrection.
那经文的第十九节提到，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。
In verse 19, it says, "On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked, for fear of the Jewish leaders."
在见到复活的耶稣之前，他们感受到的是惧怕。
Before they saw the resurrection of Jesus, they felt fear.
这样的感受无可厚非，因为他们刚刚经历了耶稣被犹太人逮捕，又被送上十字架 傻呀。
The feeling is understandable because they had just experienced Jesus being arrested by the Jewish authorities and being crucified.
他们害怕自己作为耶稣的门徒遭遇和他一样的下场。
They were afraid that they would suffer the same fate as Jesus, as his disciples.
混合着几种不同的感受，包括耶稣被捕时，他们抛下耶稣的内疚，耶稣死去不久之后，埋葬耶稣的悲伤，以及躲避犹太人的惧怕，他们活在各种的不安之中。
Mixed with the guilt of abandoning Jesus when he was arrested, the sadness of burying Jesus shortly after his death, and the fear of avoiding the Jewish authorities, they lived in various anxieties.
但是耶稣并没有责备他们，而是接纳和安慰他们。
However, Jesus did not blame them, but accepted and comforted them.
大家有没有注意到他所说的第一句话是什么？是愿你们平安。
The first thing he said when he saw him was, "Peace be with you."
希望除去他们的不安、他们的内疚、悲伤和惧怕。
He hoped to remove their anxieties, guilt, sadness, and fear.
他要赐给他们的是平安。
He wanted to give them peace.
耶稣来到门徒中间是要带给他们祝福。
Jesus came among the disciples to bring them blessings.
这祝福不只是给2000年前的门徒们的，也是赐给我们这里每一个人。
The blessings were not only for disciples on that Sunday evening 2,000 years ago, but also for each one of us here.
他愿意向我们展示复活的真实，他愿意赐给每一个相信他的人永恒的生命。
He wants to show us the reality of his resurrection, and he wants to give eternal life to everyone who believes in him.
他要除去我们面对死亡和罪恶的悲伤和惧怕，带给我们平安和喜乐。
He wants to remove the sadness and the fear we face with death and sin, and bring us peace and joy.
如果我们相信耶稣的复活，就可以像当年的门徒一样，经历这样的平安和喜乐。
If we believe in Jesus' resurrection, we can experience peace and joy.Like the disciples did back then.
经文中就这样讲到，当耶稣指出他的手上和肋旁的伤痕时，门徒因为看见复活的主，就喜乐。
In the passage, it says that when Jesus showed them his hand and side, the disciples rejoiced because they saw the Lord who has risen.
我们生活在一个充满不安的世界。有太多的焦虑、恐惧、悲伤入侵着我们的生活。
We live in a world full of anxieties, where there's too much anxiety, fear, and sadness invading our lives.
很多人的选择就像经文中所提到的门徒一样，尝试用厚厚的墙和紧闭的门来保护自己。
Many people, like disciples in the passage, try to protect them.With thick walls and closed doors.
但是焦虑、恐惧和悲伤是无形的，难以被阻隔在外。他们仍然无孔不入地渗透到我们的生活之中，我们的心里。
However, anxiety, fear, and sadness are difficult to keep out. They still penetrate our lives and our hearts.
我们希望得到帮助，但我们一切自我保护的方式。都缺少足够的力量。
We hope to get help, but all of our self-protection lacks power.
只有复活的耶稣才能进入紧闭的门，借着他的同在，让我们拥有不一样的力量。
Only the resurrected Jesus can enter the closed door and give us a different kind of strength through his presence.
作为基督徒，我们都真实经历过耶稣所带来的喜乐和平安。
As Christians, we have truly experienced the joy and peace that Jesus brings.
当我们听到福音的时候，认识到耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架，并且三日后复活时，我们就感受到那种拥有新生命的喜乐和平安。
When we hear the gospel, realize that Jesus died on the cross for us, for our sins, and rose again 3 days later, we can feel the joy and peace of having a new life.
希望通过今天复活节的庆祝，帮助我们再一次肯定，我们已经拥有这无人能夺去的财富。
I hope that today's celebration of Easter can help us confirm once again that we already have this priceless treasure that no one can take away.
愿我们彼此鼓励，让这个教会，让我们每一个人的生活都充满因耶稣基督而来的喜乐和平安。
May we encourage each other to make this church and our lives full of joy and peace.
最后一点要和大家分享的是，耶稣的复活让我们成为福音的使者。
Becoming messenger of the gospel is what I want to share with everyone today.
耶稣通过他的复活赐给门徒喜乐和平安，是希望门徒成为恩典的传递者。
Jesus' resurrection made us messenger of the gospel.
这就是为什么耶稣再次对他们说愿你们平安之后，紧接着提到了这一句话，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
This is why Jesus said to them, Peace be with you. And then immediately said, As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you.
他希望门徒延续他的工作，带着平安走向每一个有需要的人。
He wanted his disciples to continue his work and bring peace to everyone in need.
并且耶稣预示了圣灵的来到。
Furthermore, Jesus foretold the coming of the Holy Spirit.
他向门徒说，他向门徒吹一口气说，你们受圣灵。
He breathed on his disciples and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.
门徒将会拥有圣灵的同在，有能力去传扬福音，成为他复活的见证。
The disciples would have the presence of the Holy Spirit and the power to preach the gospel and become witness of his resurrection.
耶稣赐给门徒权柄，宣告赦罪的喜讯。
Jesus gave his disciples the authority to proclaim the good news of forgiveness.
经文里面说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。
The scripture says, if you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
这里经文的意思不是说门徒可以决定赦免谁或者定罪谁。
This does not mean that disciples could decide who to forgive or who to condemn.
而是门徒将会成为传扬福音的使者，宣讲耶稣赦罪的信息。
Rather, the disciples would become messengers of the gospel, proclaiming Jesus' message of forgiveness.
对门徒所传福音积极回应的人，将会得到神的赦免，收获平安和生命。
Those who responded positively to the gospel would receive God's forgiveness, eternal life,And peace.
不接受这福音的人将会自己承担犯罪的代价，也就是审判和死亡。
Those who rejected the gospel would bear the consequences of their sins, which are judgment and death.
我们作为基督徒就是要成为圣经经文中所讲的福音的使者。
As Christians, we are called to be messengers of the gospel as described in the scripture.
我们要延续耶稣的工作，宣告他已经在十字架上赦罪的福音，宣告他已经复活的喜讯。
We are to continue Jesus' work, proclaiming the gospels of forgiveness that he has accomplished on the cross and the good news of his resurrection.
我们的使命就是让这个世界看到耶稣伟大的工作，看到救恩的奇妙。
Our mission is to let the world see the great work of Jesus and wonder of salvation.
这不只是用口来传讲，更是用生命，我们自己全部的生命来传扬它。
This involves not only proclaiming it with our mouth, but also living it out throughout our lives.
天父如何差遣了耶稣，他也如何差遣我。
Just as the Father sent Jesus to the needy, Jesus now calls us over our lives.
耶稣曾经走入那些有需要的人群，献上他自己的生命，让这些人的生命得到更新和改变。
Jesus went into the people and devoted his life and transformed the life of the people.
如今他也呼召我们献上我们每人的生命，带给别人爱和恩典。
Now he calls us to give our lives and bring the grace to the people.
愿我们每个人都可以成为这样的使者，来见证耶稣复活的生命。
May each of us be such messengers, witnessing the life of the resurrection of Jesus.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们敬拜你。
Lord Jesus, we worship you.
因为你荣耀的复活，我们可以经历平安和喜乐。
Because of your glorious resurrection, we can experience joy and peace.
求你帮助我们每一位基督徒，帮助我们的教会。
We ask you to help every Christian and this church.
让我们成为你忠心的使者，见证你的福音，也见证你复活的能力。
Make us your faithful messengers, witnessing your gospel and power of the resurrection.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Your name is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.